Well, going back to 1929, you went back to
yes,
China.
Yes, I said two things. One, I went to China. Mm-hmm. On the way, after the southern states, I made a brief visit. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Cattaraugus County, New York, mm-hmm. for 10 days mm-hmm. to study public health. Mm-hmm. You see, my work would be rural problems. So public health was my chief interest. Mm-hmm. Economy, I said, it takes a long time, but rural health is important. And so I went to Cattaraugus County, chiefly American Indians, Indian reservations. Mm-hmm. And from Boston, it took me more than 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So I finally got there. The train was late. And the station master said, I'll ring for the county health officer. So he will talk to you, and he will come meet you. So as soon as the phone started, the other side, hey, Han 先生, 对不起, 我没到车站来接您啊, 哎, 我说您贵姓啊, 他说, 我现在不告诉你, 我们在北京碰到老朋友吗? 我说你这说话, 好像是中国人, 我是中国人, 在这不能做这 county officer, uh-huh. 现在没有这个情况。 uh-huh. So he said, well, 我也是中国人, 也是外国人,
uh-huh.
哎, 中国鬼子, 外国, 他就开玩笑, 他说我就来接你, 他来了, 家里。
Uh-huh.
And the first evening, he had a party of 15 or 20 people.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had Chinese Mandarin coats. They were all the old China hands he
uh-huh.
gathered.
Uh-huh.
Medicine, health, nurses for the county. So he invited them all. And I had nothing with me but tuxedo, so I put tuxedo. And I had a good time. Then I went to study the nurses' work. That gave me a good lesson. When I went back to North China, organized traveling nurses on bicycle. That's what they did,
mm-hmm.
so that helped me greatly.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I copied, promoted. And the other is, didn't have much use.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the maternity section mm-hmm. for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
but I felt China's the hygiene, the knowledge of infection or contagious. So I learned how to use old newspapers. In 1 second, you make a tray.
Mm-hmm.
Or what necessary basic tapes had to be used.
Mm-hmm.
So all problems guarded against. Then I learned vaccination against smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to North China to this work, I trained the normal school students, high school students, 20,000 of them, they went around for millions. So I wrote to American friends back here for help. So I said, taxation without vaccination will have revolution. You know, the Americans say taxation without representation. I said taxation without, force the countries give back part of the tax to give vaccine. And also use the Chinese as strong wine, clean,
uh-huh.
and needle burn with a match, and so on. Then squeeze the vaccine.
Yes, yeah.
And I have college men and women from Tsinghua, from Yanjing, to tabulate what reaction, how many. Through the first, I started with 400 villages,
mm-hmm.
and so that was. I have pictures of my
doing really?
This.
Yeah.
And I traveled by bicycle
uh-huh.
in the main, unless until we received aid from the Kodak, Eastman Kodak,
mm-hmm.
Films and machinery. So we went through the large towns in the rural area, put big sheets between two trees.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of thousands of people come to watch this. Then I had to be careful because most of the films were the rural reconstruction in Soviet Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want our people worship Russia,
mm-hmm.
nor to get discouraged. How can we do that? But I said, this is already advanced stage. We start with certain things. Then I gave a lecture on seed selection, Poland-China hawks, and the reform of cattle feed or the fertilizer. But that is hard.
Uh-huh.
You see, human or animals, that continue to be the usage.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in Cattaraugus County, very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was appointed one of the five, and the youngest,
mm-hmm.
today I couldn't say that, only one is still living. Somewhere, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
One, Dr. Guo,
mm-hmm.
he was one time president of Southeast China University.
Mm-hmm.
He was the chief delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dr. Zhang Boling,
mm-hmm.
Zhang Boling, president of Nankai University.
Mm-hmm.
Zhang Boling, Nankai,
mm-hmm.
Tianjin,
right.
Nankai
mm-hmm.
University.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third was Herman Liu,
mm-hmm.
Herman Liu, president of Shanghai University,
mm-hmm.
a Baptist background
mm-hmm.
there. The fourth one, Shou Jingwei, Shou, he spells it S-H-A-W,
mm-hmm.
Shou Jingwei, C-H-I-N-G, I guess, Wei, W-E-I. I don't know how he spelled it. The youngest one is Yu Shanhan.
Mm-hmm.
I gave a paper.
Mm-hmm.
This
is a delegate
to the Congress of Education in Geneva.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Congress of Education in Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was on the adult education side.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave a paper on modern movements to eliminate illiteracy in China from 1902 to 1929. Modern movement for the elimination of illiteracy in China.
So soon after you returned to China from United States, you were appointed
on the way.
On
the way.
Mm-hmm.
Appointed to North China just with the mass education as
mm-hmm.
rural director of, associate director of rural education.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Then in the paper was quite inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady, I read my paper in English.
Mm-hmm.
Then she put it in German and then put it in French,
mm-hmm.
which I could follow. Then later I said to her, you improved my paper in French. In German, I don't know. I couldn't. I wish I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a very nice experience.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I went to Denmark
mm-hmm.
to study the folk high schools. That was very good for 2 weeks. First, Copenhagen as a headquarters. Then I went to three centers
mm-hmm.
where the folk schools,
mm-hmm.
Which modernized and revived Denmark from a drunken country and poverty-stricken to a modern state.
Mm-hmm. You got folks high school?
Folks high school. Folk.
F-O-L-K.
Uh-huh. Yes, folk
uh-huh.
high school.
And then you actually spent how long
were
you there?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Uh-huh.
2 weeks. Then originally, through Dr. Zhang Dewei,
mm-hmm.
arranged with Madame Lenin
mm-hmm.
for me to visit Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two letters from Madame Lenin,
mm-hmm.
longhand, saying that we have a room in the Hall of Scientists for you,
mm-hmm.
and the guide is so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
and no charge. But by the time I got to Berlin to get the Russian visa to go in, Russia and Manchuria have a local war, 1929, in July, August. Then the Consul General said, we have documents, you can go in. I said, can I go through to Manchuria and to Peking? No, a war. I said, can I come back? He said, I don't know. Have to wait for order. Indicating you may be detained, you are Chinese, and here there's a war.
He wouldn't guarantee
so,
you.
No. I said, all right. I said, I'll come back to see you later. Then I immediately, German, I couldn't speak. I felt
uncomfortable.
Bad, uncomfortable, so I went back to Paris. Then I talked with some Chinese members, and we ate in Chinese restaurant section. Then they said, oh, why go through there? I said, from Peking, you can go in next time easily. So I said, all right. Then he said, better register in the University of Sorbonne. When you have the registration, you get 10% discount
for
shipping to Shanghai.
Ah.
So I registered, attended a few lectures, enjoyed them, and then passage from Marseille to Shanghai. And that was a delightful experience because many Chinese were returning. We had a group. On one hand is amusement, challenge each other, different things. The other way is China's four major problems. Illiteracy, qiong, poverty, yu qiong si ruo, yu, ignorance, qiong, poverty, selfishness, ruo, poor health, yu qiong si ruo. You see, the president of Nankai and Shanghai, Hu Jiang, Shanghai, yeah. And then we discussed these four problems. And then on board ship, for fun, a man who was dean of the China Liang University, representative in Peking, a Chinese, Zhang Dade. And he was a Pekingese, like myself. He said, Han, I challenge you something. I said, what? He said, the street calls for peddlers, selling noodles, selling turnip, selling tanghulu, or many things. He sent one, I did one, finally I lost. So I had to treat the whole group, beer, lemonade. Then I said, I'll challenge you one day. I said, I'll challenge you. All right, from Qianmen, or from Xuanwumen, from Hadamen, Chongwenmen. I said, let's start from Chongwenmen. I'm not as familiar as Shunzhimen, that's where I was born, clear to the other side. So I said, first, Shuncheng-jie. He said, the Methodist mission. And then I said,
Methodist mission?
Yeah, okay. All the way, and then Qianmen, and through the Huanggong, what gate, what palace, and clear to Houmen, to, and then from Xuanwumen to Xizhimen, he lost. So he treated so. So that was quite fun.
Oh yeah, that's very intelligent
challenge. Well, just so-called this educated group. So
right, yeah.
We enjoyed that. When I got, by the way, the reason I got through the Indian Ocean, of course, through Suez, Indian Ocean, the bulletin in French, we were on a French boat, says Chiang Kai-shek is searching for communists very thoroughly, slaughtered many in Shanghai and Shanghai area. Any, the Maitre d'Hotel, the chief steward said, anything better throw away. I looked at the Madame Lenin's letter to me to go to Russia. Oh, I said, another day I will go from Peking when the war is over in Manchuria there. I throw into the Indian Ocean. Today it will be 500,000.
Yes.
So, long time. But John Dewey's letter to me, Professor Dewey, so he copied this almost like her handwriting, the place and the interpreter and in the Dewey's letter to me.
I see.
So then I got to Shanghai. Mm-hmm. Then Feng Yixiang's group, you see, they are the 第二集团, Jiang Zemin's 第一集团, 第三嘛山西, 第四嘛是李宗仁, 白崇禧, so 二集团嘛, 反这个蒋, Tianjin to Nanking Railway halfway this way, very hard. Then I went to the North Station to book for Peking through, and happened to be the brother who was the station master, the older brother we know, Wang Jingchun, who was Governor General of Railways in Manchuria under Zhang Zuolin. Wang Jingchun.
风景的景,
Chun, 春天的春, Wang, 山和王, Wang Jingchun, that brother Wang, Wang Shuchun, 我忘记这个, 我跟他不熟, not,
right, yeah.
Not known as well, because Mrs. Han, my fiancé, was English teacher for their children, for Wang Jingchun's children in Manzhouli, in Harbin, for a whole summer.
All the
three
way
nights.
Up there,
I was in Beidehe Beach. And so I talked with the station master. He said, Han, if you can go through another section, prove yourself you are, you know Feng, you know his men. He said, Shi Yu San commanding that section. Oh, I said, easy. When he was a colonel, now he has 20,000 more troops along the line. I said, when I went there, he gave me his bed and he slept in a cot.
Oh.
Very nice. I have pictures of this. And so I said, I'll venture. So I got on the train, went in a certain section. I had to through the porters to carry things across a little bit. And then there, they want to search, they want some. I persuaded a little sergeant or something. I'm a friend. I can talk with the commander. I said, all right, you go ahead. Your language is all right. Speaking Mandarin, you see.
Yes.
So I went, got to Peking.
Peking.
Yeah, to Peking. My father went to meet me and he missed me. I went into the railway station. In time, I have seven trunks of books collected from Boston. When he arrives, how he will help me. Also, old friend Wang, Li Mo Lin, Li Mo Lin, station master of Peking, the Peking Modern Line. I said, can you help me to, oh, don't worry. You just go home and you have been away 3 years. I'll take care of that. You give me a telephone, where you want to be shipped. I'll manage to have somebody deliver. So that's very
special
nice.
Special treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you asked, talking about, you left Peking in 1926. And how did your parents feel about having only son?
Oh, that's a very, very good. First, I promised my mother, she was more anxious for me, and my father is, man is less close. I'm close to my mother. I said, 1 year, try. Then I said, well, need another year that way. And I sent her money. And so she was happy. And very free and also get acquainted with the church people.
Uh-huh.
So they were
care.
Very nice taking uh-huh. care of her. And then I said, I need another half a year, I will get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the way, stalling.
Uh-huh.
And also she was a little worried. She was afraid I won't go back to China.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because 27, mm-hmm. I was there for a year by myself. Then my fiancé came,
uh-huh.
27. Then she said, well, you are good friends, then
you might get married and stay.
Won't come back.
Uh-huh.
Some people rumored that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I assured her, other friends I assured her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no marriage before I consult her, and also have really some decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I teased my wife one time. I said, I didn't select you, my mother selected you. See, one day my mother was happy, I was happy. I said, Mother, which are my girlfriends you think will make me happy?
Uh-huh.
Then she mentioned this, they are multimillionaire, no good.
Uh-huh.
We can't match.
So this
family's girl followed me to Boston for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
She did not finish high school.
Uh-huh.
That's one. He said another one also is rich, and the family background is German trained.
Uh-huh.
Your schoolmate, they offered to send you to Germany with your classmate. Then you discovered, the father said, Han, I want to send you with Joseph, the son, to Germany. Oh, I said, that would be fine. He said, I have, at that time, Germany, the inflation, one Chinese dollar will go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
I know, on my way from France, 29,
French.
Already learned that mm-hmm. some of the fellows, they are weakling. We were laughing at them. They said, Chinese money means so much, no good. That fellow had three or four German girls, and he is weakling, and one died halfway
oh.
in the drunk in the Red Sea.
Oh, no.
Cannot be carried.
Oh.
And so the second one, when this man said, well, later Joseph will become your brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
I said, we'll talk more about it,
uh-huh.
make plans more about it. So that second, my mother knows.
Uh-huh.
Third was my old friend's family, also German trained,
uh-huh.
the three generations, treated me good.
Uh-huh.
And anytime I need some money, I go to them, they'll loan to me or just give to me. And when I was sick in high school, they sent a German doctor there. All students say, what happened? Poor fellow, what happened? Who is this?
Uh-huh.
And not only that, food and woolen, long gown.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that make me feel
superior.
So good. And so that family, she said, no, you know them, you are close, and the age, the different things are not too good. I was older than most of the sisters. The eldest sister
uh-huh.
already married, also station master in Tianjin. And she said, well, the one really make you happy is Edna.
Uh-huh.
They were good. Oh, I said, Mother, you know my heart, so you just say that. The
uh-huh.
other, right, you don't care for money.
Uh-huh.
So often I tease my wife, I said, well, no, I didn't select, my mother selected. So
the others were all Chinese?
They
were? The other
all
girls,
Chinese,
all
Chinese,
Chinese.
All Chinese.
Uh-huh.
They went to, the first one is from Zhejiang province,
mm-hmm.
Nanxun, Zhejiang.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, Fuzhou.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Salt Gabelle. And also, meanwhile, Chinese editor, translation from Chinese newspaper into North China Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
And originally they have money. They are friends of Admiral Li.
Mm-hmm.
Fuzhou, you see. Under Yuan Shikai, he refused to bought. So. And the third one, the family German return, we are very close. I'm just like the member of the family. The girls are younger, and they didn't say which one I like or so on, but I guess there's Han Da Ge and Han Da Ge, elder brother. And then the selection is an American who is older than I, who was older than I.
So your mother was very open-minded.
Oh, my father more so. My father, whenever we went home, my father all just loved to treat.
Was there any, was, I mean, were they, I mean, different from other parents?
I think so. I think so. Many, they are anti-foreign. Also, this, they think the children in the future will be a problem. And also, they couldn't understand the language, and most of them, they do not speak Chinese, Anna spoke Chinese, Mandarin. And she can chant Chinese poems in Chinese.
Oh, she was raised
in America.
In America.
Ah, she's the family, I have their family genealogy from 17th century, 1670s or something, Dutch, English, and Irish group. But
you don't mind
name.
I switch the topic, switch the subject.
Yes.
So your wife actually went to China with her family, or
no, just herself and another girl. They went there to teach in high school, both of them.
In the mission.
It's called Peking Academy. There's Huiwen. Huiwen, 原来是汇文大学汇文中学, the high school, the college, university.
I see.
Later, university became part of Yanjing University.
Right.
So that's the, she was teaching at the high school, I was in the college in Yanjing. We met. And other suitors, Americans, she said, no, I don't care.
So actually, she's staying Peking for many, many years.
From my childhood until 26, no change. I was, you see, the classical old school, modern school, college, then finished, came over here. Then went to the whole of North China, and then Shanghai. From Shanghai, here briefly, then Chongqing briefly here. Then here's 41 years and a half.
Ah, I see.
Not quite, just January 1941 we got back.
Right.
Now it's 81, see.
I see. So, you, I mean, Mrs. Han was in Peking.
Yes.
Since what year, though? Do you remember?
From
1919.
Very she devoted. She went there, and then she came for a year furlough, 1923. Then 23 winter went back until 23 until 27. The Chiang Kai-shek's northern expedition, evacuation of Americans. So she went to Europe, to India. She stayed longer and saw more of India than I did. So through Italy and back to Boston. First home in Pennsylvania, and then by telegraph, by telephone, and she, her parents agreed she will come to get her master's degree. So
like your parents, were they a well-educated person?
No, you see, my father had no more than 2 years or more, the three primers and four books, just not finished that. My mother...
The traditional, classic.
My mother has less, but my mother is has more educational qualities in this way. My life has been molded by her knowing all Chinese proverbs. 小不忍乱大谋, was Mamanin, you didn't enter the schools long enough.
How did you learn all
How do you know?
This,
a little impatience spoils the big program.
Mm-hmm.
And then said, well, don't go busy deep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you go ascend high, you must start from the base.
Uh-huh.
And 不远虑有近忧.
Mm-hmm.
All this trained me, so I love proverbs. Uh-huh. I have collections of proverbs,
uh-huh.
Chinese.
Uh-huh.
From 1870s, some foreigners gathered, and myself gathered all books on Chinese proverbs.
Wow.
One time, just for promotion of Chinese life, so I printed a sheet of 100 some Chinese proverbs,
uh-huh.
folded and gave people away.
Wow.
So that proverbs is basic in my life and my mother's education for me. Oh, many things. I often feel, she said, well, 首先冲上, begging.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Better be thrifty,
mm-hmm.
swift,
mm-hmm.
And so you won't have to beg.
Right.
And 好聚好欢再见.